The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. What a happy, happy, happy Saturday this is. Did you feel the weather, Howard? It is crisp and cold. Not cold, but chilly.
Chilly. Feels chilly. Good.
Like you need a little jacket.
You know, I'm glad we're not in the north because it's freezing. I mean, literally freezing in the northeast. And there's fire in the west. Feels so bad for the people in the west. Oh, my gosh. Fires all over California.
I still say Florida is the best place to be. In North Florida in particular.
It is where you want to be. Here. I love it here. You know, I tell people, I met a... there was a realtor that brought a customer that was moving here from, where was he moving? From someplace in Tennessee. And I said, you're going to love it here. And I said it just like that because I really meant it. As you know, Angela, and some of our listeners know, I've lived in many states. I've lived in New York, New Jersey, Ohio, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina.
You get around.
I get around. I'm done. Okay.
We'll see.
Been here 15 years.
We'll see.
Now with you. I'm stuck to you, not stuck with you.
Yeah, but maybe it's time for me to get around now, so you might have to get around again.
No. We're done. We're here.
That doesn't mean I don't want to. I've been right here my whole life. Maybe I want to go.
Well, when we retire, we talked about getting a motorhome and traveling around.
We're off topic. Nobody
but
cares.
But anyway, it's
anyway,
great
so you
to
told
live
the
here.
Person, they definitely want to be here because the weather's so fabulous.
Well, you know what we heard this morning on TV?
What?
That Trump is moving here. He's moving his official residence from the he'll be in the White House, but he's moving out of New York and moving to one of his properties in Florida. But anyway, we're here to talk about real estate. We want to welcome everyone. We hope that you all had a good week. We're your problem-solving realtors. That's what I say that I am. What do you say about yourself?
No, I'm the dream maker.
Okay.
I mean, I do solve problems, but I don't want to only be known for that. I want to be the dream maker, too.
That's right.
That's fun.
Almost 8 years, every Saturday morning live to talk about what's going on in real estate in Northeast Florida. And, of course, it's meant to be a question and answer show about buying and selling and renting, whether you're a landlord or a tenant. After all, the more houses that sell and the sooner that they sell, make it better for our whole community. And you know what? We have an update of a story that we told you about last week. And, you know, stories a lot of times have happy endings like fairy tales, but this is not a fairy tale. So I want to set the stage, and that's a pun, and you'll understand why in a moment. Because,
that's funny.
Because the story is kind of about staging. And about not giving up about selling your home, perhaps with another realtor. So last Thursday night, we listed a house that was previously listed with another realtor. Now, that house was vacant, and they didn't get many showings.
And no offers.
And no offer. So we had met.
And the photos didn't look good.
Yeah. Wasn't done much marketing, just it was kind of a blah looking listing and a kind of a blah
looking.
Well,
you could see the good points of it.
Yeah, it had great curb appeal.
No, that you didn't see that in the picture. You saw the wood floors, some of the charm of it. It was a 1940s house, some of the charm, original charm built in the house.
But it was vacant. Just didn't look as good as it could.
Right.
Now, we met with the seller after that listing had expired. We convinced the seller to spend money to have the house professionally staged.
Yes.
By someone that really knew what they were doing.
Right.
And, well, she loved the results. I mean, she just really loved the results. And so did we. And here's what we did. We raised the price
of the house.
Absolutely. Sometimes you don't just lower the price. Sometimes you need to raise the price of the house. And we raised it more than the cost of the staging. Now, of course, we marketed the house a lot before we put it on the market. Now, we told you on the show last week that we had multiple people sign up to see the house the day after, which was last Friday.
Yes.
Which is great.
Yes.
And now for the rest of the story.
Yes.
So take it from there, Angela.
Okay, Howard. So as you know, and all of our faithful listeners know, we do the hot deal of the day at the end of the show, and then we do our open house right after, right? And then we always plan 2 hours for our open, because most people can make it in a 2 hour window. Well, at that open house last Saturday, people just kept coming and coming. And actually, we were surprised because there was the Sea and Sky show going on and other things around town, and the weather was so gorgeous. So we didn't really anticipate that, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, most of the people stayed 30, 45 minutes. Two of the families even went and got their spouses and brought them back. So there was just people coming and going and coming and going. So we were there for over 3 hours. And by the end of the next day, we had three offers.
So not one, not two,
but three.
And they were written offers. This is not someone that's going to say, oh, I'm going to write you an offer. Three written offers.
And it was such a pleasure to call the seller and say, how would you be happy today if I brought you an offer? And she was like, what? And I said, yes. She said, of course I would be delighted. Thank you so much. And I said, how would you be doubly happy if I brought you two offers? Oh, yes. I said, would you be triply happy if I brought you three offers? It was a funny moment.
And well, not only that, two of the offers were above
list price.
List price.
Absolutely. That's what you have to do when you're in a multiple offer situation. You do have to get it together. You've got to put your best foot forward and do what you can to get that contract. So there were very good agents involved who wrote nice contracts, you know, that were very acceptable to this seller. So
it's interesting that, you know, wherever you have a house, there's always price. I mean, price, location, and condition. You can't change the location. You can change the price, usually to lower the price, but not always. And you can change how the house is marketed. You can change the condition of it. Well, we changed the condition of it and the marketing of it by making it look better, have people come and see it and make it a different product to sell.
Yes, absolutely.
And we do that often. And it's not just about, hey, taking the same product and just lowering the price. A lot of agents just do that and say, hey, it hasn't sold, let's just lower the price. Well, sometimes it's about changing what the product is that you are selling. So we changed the product by making it look so different that people wanted to come and wanted to buy it.
You know what? That happened to you when you were showing one of our other listings on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When she walked in the door, the agent walked in the door, what'd she say to you?
She said, wow, because she had seen it before.
When it was listed with the other realtor.
When it wasn't painted. The floor, the rooms had two different colors of paint. But anyway, it's so good when we have situations like that, that we can turn negative situations into positive ones and get homes sold. Hey, we have a contest, and we want people to call in with the contest, and it's very simple. What state has the highest percent of owner-occupied properties? Or to say it the other way, what has the lowest percent of renters? So don't think
of where do you want to live?
So don't think of, like, you know, New York that has, you know, Manhattan that has tons of high rises. So it's not New York. So so what state has the highest percentage of owner occupied properties? Think about that. Stay with us, everyone. We're going to be right back with lots of great information. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience, and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
All right. Hey, I want to recap the contest because we want to get people to call in. What state has the highest percentage of families that own their own home versus that are renters?
Can I give a hint?
No, I just gave one. It's just like thinking about it. It's not a state that has a whole lot of high-rise buildings in it.
So it's not a city life kind of state.
It's not a city life kind of state.
It's a rural kind of state.
Yeah, it's not. There,
that's my hint.
Yeah. You know, like, think about.
There's no big cities.
There's, well, might have some, but, I mean, it's not Florida. If you look over, you know, Miami has lots of big buildings down there. And Jacksonville has apartments everywhere. So it's not going to be Florida.
Okay.
So.
One, off the list. Check. Well, two, New York. Check.
So it's two not going to be those.
That's funny. Okay.
It might surprise you what the answer is. I don't. We'll find
out. It surprised me.
What's
actually
the number to call, Angela?
222-TALK to me. You have to call 222-TALK, T-A-L-K, which is 8255.
And we're going to make it a little bit more interesting. Not interesting. We're going to make it a little bit easier because the top two are very, very close. So if you get either of the top two, we'll say, you are the winner.
That's awesome.
How about that?
The guy that I met last night, he is from the first one.
You met a guy last night?
I did.
I mean, should I be jealous of this, that you're meeting guys last night? What's going on here?
Well, you know, at that one house we go to, we had to let the realtor in with their customer.
Oh, okay.
It was the customer.
Okay. So it's okay.
He was from
one of those.
A rural state.
Oh, you just gave a big hint that it's a rural state.
I gave it a minute ago.
You didn't say rural.
Yes,
you
I
didn't
did.
Use that.
I said it's a not city state. Therefore, it's a rural state. See, you don't listen to me, even right on the air.
I listen to you.
Oh, boy, those are fighting words. It's going to be a long day.
Oh, my goodness. So, Angela, what happened?
We have a caller.
We got a caller. Good morning, Stephen. How are you today?
You listening to you, both of you, awesome. And please don't move, either of you, okay? Not only does Clay County love you, but our small town of Orange Park. I know at least 1,000 people every Saturday listen to you, including my old self. I'm going to say New Hampshire, first guest, Kansas, second guest. You only get one final Jeopardy guest. So I'm going to say Howard says New Hampshire and Angela says Kansas, and I'm probably both wrong.
They are both wrong.
That was a mouthful.
But I love your energy, Stephen. Thank you so much for all that.
Air Force retired 28 years. Your taxes always trained me. Now I'm 79 in lousy house, but God bless the VA's taking care of me.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Thank you for serving
yes.
our country. You took care of us all that time.
I have two properties, and if any of them gets decided, because it's unbelievable, I've inherited them what they're worth today, including back to the late 1800s, one of them. There's only one person I'm going to call. If Howard's out of town, I'll call Angela. If Angela's out of town, I'll call Howard. But no time soon, but you're on the priority list, that's for sure. I'm going to let you go because you got a lot going on, okay?
Thank you so much. We're so excited that you listen. And we appreciate you calling.
Thank you kindly. If you ever decide to run for office, or one phone call, I will get you 200,000 votes, whatever the two of you want to do. Not a problem, okay?
God bless you.
Awesome. Thank you.
God bless you. Keep up the great work. And 10, 20, 30 more years in Florida. Please, 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 you know?
Oh, yes. We're not leaving.
We would never leave.
We'll give you something. When Howard, Angela, when Howard decides, or either of you decide to, let us know. We'll give you an incentive to stay here. No problem. No
problem. Okay.
You're awesome. You're 5 stars. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh,
well, that made me happy, Howard.
Well, I guess
it
does. I
think he likes me more than you do.
I think he did some stroking of your ego there.
I'll take it. I needed that today.
Hey, I didn't do what's special about today, did I? Yeah.
What's special?
Well, let's see. It's Cookie Monsters Day.
Okay.
Cookie Monsters Day. Yes, it's Learn to Homebrew Day. So if there are any
beer lovers. Yeah.
If there are any beer lovers out there, it's Homebrewers
Day. Today's the largest outdoor cocktail party day that we know.
And for parents of toddlers, it's a Look for Circles Day, which is towards kids to help them learn their shapes.
How about that?
And for those of you that are really, really old or planning for the future, it is Plan Your Epitaph Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Really? Plan Your
Have you done that yet, Howard?
And for someone like you, it is National Wine Tasting Day. Because I know you love your wine.
I'll participate.
Okay. And I like this one. National Deviled Eggs Day.
You would like that.
I like deviled eggs.
Yeah, I like deviled eggs, too.
Now, and Angela, like you're always thinking about Angela.
Yes. I was talking to Alan.
I know you were
talking
to Alan.
We were talking about pickled deviled
eggs.
You
always are trying to think what other people are thinking.
What?
So, this is a good one for you.
What?
This is Practice Being a Psychic Day.
Oh, hey, that could be fun. You know, I talked to a psychic recently.
Yeah.
He told me I was going to be a grandmother again. I'm waiting for one of my 5 children to say something.
Psycho.
Oh, psycho day.
All right. Well, we'll just leave it at that. There are a few more, but
so,
you know.
So, have you picked your epitaph?
No.
Well, it said old people. Just checking.
Oh.
You and Alan are the same age. Oh. I would be the only young person in the house.
And I'm going to be a psychic right now by saying, you want me to stop doing these things, right? That's my psychic projection.
No.
Prediction.
The only thing that you didn't say is about it being Florida Georgia Day today.
Well, it is also.
It is the largest outdoor cocktail party. That's what they call it.
It is also the eve of the clocks get to change at 2 a.m. tonight.
Yeah, don't forget that, everybody.
All right.
Change your clocks back.
Okay. So how was real estate, Angela, this past week? It was the end of the month.
Oh, yeah.
So that means there are more sales at the end of the month because your closing costs are less.
That's correct. Because prepaids are less.
Your prepaids.
Because there's less days to prepay.
For the interest between now and the end of the month.
Yeah.
So how were the sales, et cetera, this past week?
Great question. Well, this past week for homes and condominiums, 647 offers got accepted. Now, that's up 3% from last week. And 659 new homes came on the market. And that's down 10% from the previous week. Don't know why. Why was that down 10%, Howard? Bet you know. Do you know why?
Of course. It's what? That time of the year where less people put their homes on the market.
Ah. 102 of the 659, well, they're already under contract. And 40 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 558 of you closed on a house for yourself. Yay!
There you go. So we say congratulations.
And of course, like you said, that was the end of the month. So that number was up 32%. So.
Well, speaking yes. of end of the month, one of the fun yes. features here on Real Estate Radio are the high and low sales for the month and a couple of strange things. So we had 24 sales that sold for over $1 million.
Okay.
Two of them were on the ocean. Five of them were on the river. Nine of them were on other bodies of water other than little pond in your house. So 10 of them were just on regular land and five of them sold for cash. Cash purchases.
Think about what you just said.
Okay.
That is a new trend.
What's that?
It's an absolute new trend.
That some of them are just on land?
10 of them were on land.
Yeah.
With no water.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time you've said that.
Well, I've never pointed that out before. This is the first time that I've just added up the total and said how many of them are on land.
So, yeah, but it was at least how many? And what percent?
So 10 of the 24. So 14 out of the 24 are or water. So I don't know. I never kept track of
half.
It before.
More than half. Because I think that we tend to think that everything over a million that gets sold is on the ocean or on the river. Because
mm-hmm.
that's generally what we're reporting on. But I think that I think it's shifting is what I'm really trying to get at.
I don't know. I'm going to keep track of that from now on.
Yeah, I think
and
it's
we will
shifting.
Find out.
I do.
All right.
I think that people's demand for style and just big homes with land and nice amenities on the inside, I think that's increasing. And I think you're going to see more houses going over a million.
Well, there are a lot of communities now that are building bigger, more expensive homes.
Yes.
So that's why you're seeing some of that.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting because we used to have that, then we came down, and now we're going back out. Yeah.
You know, there are some homes in Ponte Vedra that are not on water that are big, expensive
yes.
homes.
There's some in Mandarin.
Some in Mandarin.
Well, that they're all over.
All right.
Avondale. They're everywhere.
Keep going. Where else?
Everywhere, darling. Everywhere.
So what's the what do you think is the most expensive neighborhood that's not on water? Oh, come on. It's in Ponte Vedra.
I think it's probably the Plantation.
The Plantation. Yeah, where the fee to get in there is
47,000.
What went up? It's now $47,000.
As just to buy a house in there, you must give them 47,000. But you get a lot of exclusive items and it is so gorgeous. When you drive in there, it's like being in a resort every day of your life.
Yes.
I don't know why you would ever leave your home.
All right. We need somebody else to guess the answer to what state is the highest percent of families that own their own home versus are renters. And you said it's a rural state. I don't know that I'd call it rural. They don't have a lot of big cities. By the way, it's not a big state. So it's not a
Let's
giant state.
Let's say what coast
state.
It's on. That'll help people.
Well, it's east of the Mississippi. So that helps. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump lashing out at Democrats last night for their vote this week formalizing the impeachment inquiry in the House of Representatives. He called on supporters in Mississippi to send a message by voting Republican in this coming week's gubernatorial race there. The president citing impeachment as just one reason voters should cast their ballot for candidate Tate Reeves. The Democratic presidential field has narrowed with Beto O'Rourke getting out of the race. He says he just can't compete right now in the crowded field. There were some positive jobs and construction numbers out yesterday from the government and more than 120,000 jobs created last month. Investors took the positive news in stride on Wall Street, driving the Dow up 301 points, 27,347. The Nasdaq was up 94. The S&P 500 saw a 29-point gain. More details at srnnews.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and a question often asked is, what do jewelers give as gifts to their loved ones? The answer is the same kind of things everybody else gives, but for me and my family, no gift is a better crown of achievement than a Rolex watch. I've told the story about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college a zillion times, and still tell it, because it's a day I'll never forget. But I'll also never forget giving my wife the Rolex she always dreamed of owning for a real important birthday. I also won't ever forget the handshake and look in the eye my son gave me when I handed him a Rolex when he graduated from college. I can say the same thing about the hug my daughter gave her mother and me for the Rolex she put on when she graduated from the University of Alabama. These are the kind of great memories I'll have the rest of my life, and they will too, every time they look at the Rolex on their wrist. Nothing will create these kind of memories for a lifetime better than a Rolex. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, November 8th, starting at 8 p.m., see and hear Sting in concert with his My Songs Tour at Daly's Place next to TIAA Bank Field. Saturday, November 9th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, November 9th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
There will be mostly cloudy nights all weekend and also for the rest of the week with lows this weekend at mid to upper 50s. And for the week, looking for lows around 60. Mostly sunny days with highs into the 70s for the weekend and temperatures into the upper 70s for the rest of the week.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. It is such a beautiful day. As I sit here in the studio, Howard thinks I'm looking at him, but I'm not. Looking right past him. There are blue skies, puffy white clouds, green trees. The sun is shining. I know the air is crisp because we just came in. This is a gorgeous, gorgeous football day. Isn't it, Howard? I mean, it's a gorgeous day for anything. We'll be doing real estate, but I know there's so many thousands of people doing football today, and it's exciting.
If it looks so good, and you say you're not looking at me because, you know, we're on opposite sides of the table, next week we're switching sides,
oh.
So I get to experience all of this stuff.
No, that's what keeps me happy, when I do my happy, happy, happy.
Okay.
I just love it. It's so pretty.
I just want to tell everyone that life is not fair in this marriage, even in this recording studio. But anyway,
funny.
Back to Real Estate Radio.
Funny.
I started to talk about the highs and lows. So I want to tell everybody about the high-priced single-family home.
Oh, yeah.
And it was not in Ponte Vedra Beach. It was on the ocean. But this is another house. I wouldn't buy it. It's just, you know, here's what I...
It's okay.
Wait
you
a
can
minute.
Say that. What beach was it?
It was not Ponte Vedra Beach. Guess
was
which beach
Atlantic?
It was.
Was it Atlantic?
No. It was Jack's Beach.
A house on Jack's Beach was the most expensive? Really?
$3,675,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it
actually that's
sold
surprising.
For, it actually
Jack's
sold
Beach.
For $75,000 more than the asking price. It was on the market for 195 days, six bedrooms, six baths. And it was, here's the thing.
What's the thing?
If I'm going to spend that kind of money, I want more than a 50-foot wide lot. It's only 50 feet. You know, I go into a subdivision, and we go into subdivisions all the time.
Oh, you know what? Here,
wait
you got to stop
Let
it.
Me
no, 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 no.
Let
no.
me finish.
You know I'm the biggest fan of the ocean ever because that's God's trademark right there. That's the one thing that everybody has to know man cannot make. And forget that little beach walk down there off County Road 210. This is the ocean.
Right.
It's God's creation. If you get 50 feet of it, it doesn't matter what you get to pay for it.
There's,
it's amazing. Every day you get to see something new as the waves.
Hey, look outside. I'm going to distract you a little bit. Look outside. Okay? There's no fence. There's no privacy from your neighbors. There's no pool. Okay? Now, here's what's odd about the house, too.
What?
Now, maybe you think this is cool. I don't know. Virtually every wall and virtually every ceiling is made of wood.
Like cedar shake?
Not shake, but it looks like pine that's been lightly stained.
That is unusual for the beach,
it's
actually.
It's very, very unusual. The house is 4,500 square feet, paid cash.
Yeah.
It's just two-car garage. It's just kind of a rectangle of
it's
two stories.
Location, location, location. We'll bring
on
the money,
the beach.
Howard.
Yes.
I know
what
you
do
know
mean
that
we'll bring
because
the money?
You are a real estate agent.
Okay.
A realtor of the highest degree. You do understand that ocean is the primo, primo, primo.
I understand.
Because it's the best.
Okay. Well, there's a reason that somebody bought it instead of me.
Because they had $3.7 million or whatever that, price you said that was.
That's right. Now,
how much was it?
$3,675,000.
Yeah.
And I'm not laughing at the person that bought it because there's a house for
everybody. It's just not for you because you would never spend that much money on a house.
Including the person that bought the lowest price.
What?
Which was $4,000. It was listed for $12,500.
Okay.
$12,500. Yep. Two bedroom, one bath, 1,100 square feet. It was all boarded up, and it was tilting.
I think they bought land, Howard.
They bought land, and it was literally tilting. It was
Sounds
one
like
of these
a project.
Houses that was built in the 1900s.
Yeah.
In 1920s, actually, and it was built up on it
the
had
blocks.
Crawl space.
The blocks, yeah.
And they showed just a picture of the front. And it was on a tilt that was probably 5 to 10 degrees. So somebody bought it just to tear it down. Now, interestingly, this has never happened before. I looked up the history. I always look up the history of the houses. It was purchased a few years ago at a tax sale.
Oh, that is interesting.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
It was purchased at a tax sale for $20,000.
So I wonder what they'll do with it now. Knock it over? It's on a tilt already.
You could probably push it over.
Boom. Yeah, okay.
For condos, two of them sold for over $1 million, and one of them was the highest one was $1.1 million, and the highest price one was in Ocean 4, which is like a six-story building, and it had a private two-car garage. So, you know, downstairs underneath,
right.
You have your own garage door.
So now you find that agreeable.
Well, it's interesting in that the balcony.
Because you know you're not even getting 50 feet with a condo, right?
Would you stop and let me talk?
Just mentioning.
But there is privacy.
Where? You're sharing a building with other people.
But you can't see your neighbor.
Oh, I'm so antagonistic today. I should not.
There are only.
I obviously got up on the wrong side of
bed. People want to hear this.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. There are only two units on each floor, and the balcony on each wraps around three sides of the building.
Oh, I love that.
So you can see actually 360 degrees.
Yes, yes, yes.
Around,
I've been in that building.
It's really, really cool.
Yes.
They had the penthouse wraparound balcony to see everything. It was on the market for quite a while, though, 264 days.
Mm-hmm.
3,300 square feet, four bedroom, three bath, paid cash. Now, I'd consider that. It was private.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the lowest price condo, and this one keeps surprising me in that every month it seems that the price goes higher and higher and higher.
Okay.
We should consider investing in more of these because the highest, the lowest price condo was $47,900. A one bedroom, one bath, 801 square feet, paid cash. It was only on the market for 9 days and it was move in ready. Okay. I mean, it looked perfect. So somebody got a deal. This was a great investment property.
How much?
I said $47,900.
Oh, sorry.
And it was in the Merritt. I can't think straight.
I don't know where it was.
Anyway,
know where it was.
It was in a decent area.
Is it a rental? Does it have rentals?
It has rentals. And it's just that the one of the requirements is that the renter must submit an application just so that the homeowners association knows who the renter is.
Okay.
So great opportunity to make some money.
There
are properties out there that investors can purchase and make some money.
Awesome.
All right. Sounds decent?
Yes. All very,
right.
Very exciting.
We still want some more people calling in and guessing what state has the highest percentage of owner-occupied properties. Or to say it the other way, which has the lowest percentage of renters.
Yes.
Okay. It's east of the Mississippi.
It is indeed. It's rural. No big cities happening there.
Well, I mean, every state has a capital, and the capital usually is the largest city in the state, but not always.
I could think of a Hallmark movie being made in one of them. I
really?
Love Hallmark. Did
yes.
I ever tell you that?
Did you ever tell me that? It's like every night you go to sleep to a Hallmark.
I should take stock in Hallmark. Yeah, I watch them all.
Hey, you want to hear about a design trend for 2020?
Yes.
I don't know if you're going to like these.
What is it?
High-gloss kitchen cabinetry. They're getting away from wood unless it's really, really shiny. And the shiny.
How breakable is it?
Well, and the shiny can be in, well, it could be wood that's painted. It could be in different colors. And no more paneled looks. So they're going to be flat. How about that?
Oh, so that's kind of got that very modern
now, here's,
IKEA look.
Yeah, could be black too, because another thing is brass accents.
So we're going backwards,
cabinets,
it seems. We've already done this.
Or darker kitchen cabinets. Another thing is, going back to other things, wooden ceiling beams. They're coming back, especially to accent.
They've been here, though, with
higher
the farm
ceilings.
Look.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are coming back.
Well, what's old is new again. Does that mean you're new again?
I am new again.
Alan, you new again? Yes. Okay. Everybody's new again except
for
me.
One thing. I haven't left. So I'm not coming back. I'm still here.
No, I just said what's old is new again.
You know what?
I'm going to be in trouble later.
Can you cancel her, Mike? Like she needs to be canceled. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back with more. Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestpro.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. Enjoying this beautiful Saturday morning. I hope everybody's having a great start to their Saturday. This is such a lovely, lovely day. There are so many fun activities here in our city. We have so many people visiting from out of town. This is the best time to be here in Jacksonville for the Florida-Georgia game. Yes.
Yes. You know, people came from out of town with all these recreational vehicles, all these motorhomes.
Yes.
They started a week ago.
I love it.
This is party town.
I love it. You know, one time I decided, I'm going to go down to the RV city. Is that what they call it? RV city, right? And hand out flyers for real estate. They were not in favor of that. I did go down there and tried to do that, but they were like, nah. I got sent away.
So you can't get in unless you have a RV.
No, I got in.
No.
I got in.
You know why?
But I got sent away. So that was not a good place to go panhandling. Is that the right word?
Probably because you have FSU, tattooed on your forehead.
I had nothing that displayed that. I was doing my Watson thing.
Oh, but yeah, okay.
I had definitely trying to sell my goods.
Actually, you're one of those people that has a great neutral thing
I do.
On your body, because your daughter, of course, is a
gator. Yeah.
And you went to Florida State.
Yes. So. And when she asked to go, could I test to get into Florida? Everybody wants to go there and it's hard. Can I test? And I was like, sure. And her dad was like, no, we went to Florida State. You got to go there. But, you know, the truth is, as long as she's going to college, who really cares? You know,
that's
go
right.
And be successful and do what you want to do. The world is wonderful. You get one shot. It's not a dress rehearsal.
Hey, you know what we haven't done in a while? You know, we talk happy stuff, but sometimes we talk about bad boys.
Oh. Yes.
Because this is an infotainment hour.
Yes.
You know, as we all know, real estate in Manhattan, it's pretty pricey. A developer named Penny Ann Brady, she co-owned a big condo. 7,400 feet. Now, that's big.
Yeah.
And it's a condo. It was worth $22 million.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, that's pretty pricey. So she co-owned it with a couple of other people. Well, she decided to remodel it and sell it, of course, for a profit. So she got a mortgage, a home equity loan. And in fact, what she did, she got multiple home equity loans totaling $12 million.
Okay. On a $22 million. Okay.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that so far, except she didn't tell the co-owners.
Oops.
Well, that's a bad thing.
Yep.
Okay. She forged their signatures on all of the loan documents.
Oops.
And, you know, that's bad by itself. Now, if she fixed it up and sold it and split the profits, well, I guess you wouldn't have gotten in jail for that. But instead of fixing it up, what did she do? She used the $12 million for her own lavish lifestyle and didn't pay back any of the $12 million loans. She was charged with mortgage fraud, grand larceny, and forgery. We got one thing to say to Ms. Brady.
Don't you come back no more, no more, no more.
Wow.
Great.
Yep.
All right. So what I want to know is, why didn't the lender determine if she could afford to repay those loans? And why didn't the lender have all of the members of that LLC come in to sign the loan documents?
Who knows?
I mean, come on. Lessons learned for that lender. Lessons learned for all of us as well. Just because someone has a lot of money and they appear to be successful doesn't make them honest.
Right.
Oh
we
gosh.
Hear that so often. I mean, the whole Bernie Madoff thing, just because someone appears to have money does not mean that people are honest.
Or so good people.
Or good people.
Just money doesn't make you good, does it?
Money doesn't make you good.
I feel sometimes, like I know some people like that.
Sometimes money makes you bad. You
yes.
may have been good, and then you get money, and it makes you bad. We hear
that's
stories
right.
like that all the time, and that's why we do the scams. These are real scams that occur somewhere around the country
yeah.
to educate people and not to make you scared. If something sounds too good to be true,
it is.
It usually is.
Yes.
Too good to be
That's true.
That's true. Hey, no one has guessed with the contest yet, so we're going to tell you what it is. What
okay.
state has the highest percentage of families that own their own home versus the state has a lot of rentals? And the two states have a tie. It's West Virginia
yep.
and Vermont. Both of
That's
them,
what I was thinking of, Hallmark, Vermont.
Yeah, both of them, 72% of the families own their own home.
Yes.
So that's interesting. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? So we'll have another contest next week, just like the Van Wees always do. You know what it's time for now?
Hot, hot, hot. Woo! I love that hot deal today.
All right. Go for it,
so
Angela.
So let's talk about 2610 Sims Cove Lane in Mandarin. We're going to be there tomorrow doing our open house because this is just one of my favorite houses right now. And it is located in Mandarin off of Mandarin Road off of Scott Mill Road and on Sims Cove, 4,400 square feet, four bedrooms, four baths. It has everything amazing. It's this big two-story brick home. It has an upper deck, a lower lanai. It has a pool. It's on the waterfront. It's on a canal. It's one house off the river. It has a boathouse with a 10,000-pound boat lift. It has a jet ski swing lift, which is super cool. And it has just gorgeous spaces inside. So even though it's 4,400, which sounds really big, two people could live there comfortably and not feel lost in that house because the rooms are really generous size. So it's not that there's so many rooms. It's that each room is spacious and comfy. And, you know, gourmet kitchen, formal dining room, formal living room, office. The master's lovely with its ensuite. And it just, there's bay windows. There's so many great touches, crown molding, tray ceilings. I feel like I could just go on and on and on. Wood floors,
the
tall
wood floors are gorgeous.
Oh,
there's no carpeting in that house.
No, none at all. And great storage, tons of closets everywhere. Upstairs, there's this large bonus room that's over the three-car garage. And there's also a different bonus area that would be the perfect man cave for billiards room or, you know, watching TV. It could just be a family room. It could be a homeschool room. I mean, you could have a ton of uses for it. Great little street, 11 houses on the street, nice neighbors. I mean, it's lovely, lovely, lovely. There's no downside to this house.
Yeah, it's truly beautiful. An executive home.
Yeah, priced at $975,000, and that's a really great value, too.
Yeah, and we have an appraisal to justify that price. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous home. We've had three open houses there, and people keep showing up, and it's not just people that are looking.
They're not tire kickers.
Right. These are
they're
people that can afford it.
They're interested, yes.
And it's
gorgeous.
It's
gorgeous.
It's just a gorgeous home. When is that open, Angela?
We're going to have it open tomorrow from 11 to 1.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, if you want a condo in St. Augustine, I actually own a condo in this development. This is a one-bedroom at 615 Fairway Drive. Has a living room, dining room combination. Has a breakfast bar and even a computer desk built in. Has big pantry storage. It's located in the community called Florida Club. And it's priced at exactly $100,000. Great amenities there. A pool, a spa, a fitness facility, billiards, has a clubhouse. And it's right off of 16.
That is nice.
Route 16.
Yeah. And it's good square footage for a one bedroom, one bath.
It is. On the third floor, has a balcony.
Yeah,
really, really nice.
It's great.
Want to talk about Wexford?
Yes. Wexford is about 3,300 square feet. It's located in Beauclair. Five bedroom, 3.5 baths. It is got a lot of built-ins. It has a pool home in Mandarin, corner lot. It's one house off the river. You get those river breezes. I hear the music playing. I feel like I can't finish quite. It's a big, beautiful brick home with a circular drive in front plus side entry parking. I mean, this is a great home. You got to come see it.
Florida room and a screened in porch.
Yes.
And a patio.
Yes.
Front and
it's
back.
It's amazing.
Hey, the Van Wees are here. They're going to talk about thumbs up and interest rates coming down. Oh, my gosh. Hey, we're going to be here with you next week as usual. You need a realtor on your side for the most important transaction that you'll probably ever do in your life. And when we're here next week, we're, of course, going to be live as we are every week. We want you to have a great week. Be sure to turn your clocks back. Not at 2 o'clock in the morning. Don't get up to do that. Do it in the morning. God bless everyone.